And welcome to our show, Geeks Wired Podcast, where we're talking about video games, movies, TV, comic books, technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things. I'm your host, Bill, and we have another host whose name shall be known as Anthony.
Hello, Bill. Hello, people.
Hello.
Hello, myself.
I feel like it's so awesome.
Okay.
Yes. All right. I wonder if that does anything. Maybe. We're playing around with all the sounds, all the things. Do I need to give you...
Yeah, I was going to ask for that.
I don't even know where to
go. I forgot again, though.
You asked about it, and I don't know where it's at.
Oh, you're just going to have some background noise.
Oh, okay. Ooh, I know. We can always give you...
Do you have a fidget spinner?
A sack. You can have my sack.
No. No. Only one person gets that, and I don't want it.
But it...
This is weird to play with.
It works.
It's not bad, though. It serves the same purpose.
Yes. What else? Oh, among the other things, you can also get a hold of us by emailing us at geekswired@gmail.com. Or leaving us a voicemail or sending us a text message at 801-896-GEEK. That's also 801-896-4335. And we've had listeners actually text us, and they helped me become a better podcaster by making sure all the stuff is in the show notes. Because we dropped something, and I forgot to put something in.
Okay.
And then I couldn't find it.
I turned this... bag inside out because I thought it was inside out, but then I saw that stitching. I was just checking to see if it was the Crown Royal bag or not, because that seems to be what everybody uses for their dice bags.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing for dice bags and also for coin carrying.
Who has coins?
Everybody, because remember the... not businesses.
I have a lot of coins, but I don't carry them around with me.
I usually use them with penny press.
Okay.
Which you can also help us get more coins for Penny Press by supporting us at Patreon, patreon.com/geeksarewired, where you get access to the podcast early.
Yes.
Yeah.
And when Bill remembers to post it early.
Did I not?
I think you forgot one time.
I think I posted it.
Which
only
was
two.
Fairly recently, actually.
Oh.
I think. Who knows? Maybe it was like 2 years ago. Time means nothing.
It's forever.
Anymore.
I'm much better at Patreon now.
Explain. What do you mean?
I used to, when we had Patreon for the longest time, I didn't, nobody supported, so I didn't really do much. And I was like, nope, do this, do the good thing first, and then the patrons shall come.
The whole build it and they will come thing?
Yes.
Cue. So, Airbnb. And working remote.
Yeah.
So since people are able to work remote now, people are, okay, well, actually it is less than when we started, but it's also for the people who are still able to work remote, it's more or less permanent now. And anyways, instead of like, so you could take a vacation to go somewhere and then not work, or if you just want to have a change of scenery, you can go to a place where you wanted to go visit before. Like if you just wanted something nice to look at, you can go there and then work as long as you have internet access.
Or if your family is in a different part of the country.
Yeah.
You can work a little bit closer to them for a little bit. Maybe.
Though I
events.
Think that's always, well, okay. It's been, I think that's more or less been allowed in most, in if you're able to work remote now,
yeah,
that's more or less been allowed to a point. You just had to get approval before. Whereas now, you could probably just do it.
Yeah.
Without even saying anything. They won't know. Or even if they do, what are they going to do? You're allowed to work remote, so.
True.
They could fire you, I guess, but would be a little extreme. You can take it from here. You know more about this article than I do.
So, well, Airbnb ended up releasing an article about being able to work remote remain safe. So you could end up having all of this ability. They are also working with their employees to perform their jobs from home, and they're also supporting them. So they're helping them out by giving them stipends for office equipment and all that. But the other idea is they also giving them a quarterly $500 credit to use on Airbnb as well.
Who is?
Airbnb.
Oh.
So Airbnb is letting their employees, so this is the people in the background, not the people who are renting out the houses or the apartments or rooms, to get a $500 credit so they can actually go to places, rent Airbnb places, and be comfortable and be close to family, be all this stuff, do, you know, go on a vacation but still be able to work. So, you know, it kind of the new idea of the staycation idea. It's like, I'm going to staycation in Hawaii this week.
Yeah. No, so that's totally. Though, I don't know that Hawaii would be interesting because you'd have to fly on a plane, and that's kind of so-so right now. But
yes.
If you can drive there.
Take a boat. Just row your way.
Row
a boat.
No. So slightly related. Do you think you could glamp and still have internet?
If they have internet, the glamping I did was really expensive.
Oh yeah.
It is. Yes, it's very good. I've done it once, so I can say I did it. And I don't remember the internet being
Was it worth it? Oh, did they actually have internet?
I don't think I was in the right tent. I don't even sure if they had it. It was close to Glacier.
Wait, is that glamping? No, that's not glamping. That's just a... Well, I'm looking at a thing that is very, very open as far as, like, windows go.
It's all glass, it looks like, in the middle of nowhere. It's supposed to be, like, super remote, so you're able to... Because the idea is you're able to... You have, like, glass all around you in this room. So, and you can close the curtains, obviously, as you sleep. But the idea is, like, while you're working, because you get to see outside, you get to enjoy. Because that's something that they're finding out is that by seeing the outside, you know, the outdoors is good for us mentally.
Nah.
Yes.
I like only seeing the four walls every day.
The four Sometimes walls I of nature.
Sometimes I turn to the other wall so I can look at the white one instead of the turquoise one. Though now that one's also slightly more turquoise because I finally put curtains up.
Oh.
Oh, well.
Even my calendar has, you know, the right time of year. Actually, it's a little off. It should
Weird,
have snow.
Because calendars follow the times of year. It's odd how they just
Except
knew that.
I know who made this calendar.
Well, still.
I gave them a ride because they were walking on...
Oh, that's right.
On one of the trails.
But... Most calendars for this time of year have something that look like fall.
Or Halloween.
Oh, yeah, Halloween related. Though, I guess if it's a tropical calendar, what would they put? Maybe just Halloween related stuff?
Probably.
Curious.
Let's see. Not jack-o'-lanterns, but coconut lanterns.
I don't know that that's a thing.
We should make it a thing. Somebody should make it a thing. Coconut lanterns. So, yeah, there is all sorts of ideas and things. So, you could book. And the other thing that's also starting to trend, they're saying, is longer stay. So, basically staying for 28 plus days at a Airbnb.
So say that last sentence again.
People are starting to stay longer in certain
That's
got to
be expensive.
I can see that adding up.
Because Airbnb is usually... I think they can be slightly cheap, but... I guess it depends on what you're after. If you're after just a place to sleep, it's probably not the best thing to do because you can get pretty cheap hotels, but if you're looking like what they're trying to advertise as a view, then maybe it would be worth it.
But you also then you have to worry about a contract or any other, like if you want to like stay there for a month, like you want to go to like some of the ideas like Shenandoah National Park in Virginia, go there for a month.
Yeah.
then you work, and then when you're done working, you go outside and go stare, you know, make staring contests with the local deer and frogs.
Or the lake.
You could stare in the lake at yourself.
Yes, stare into,
guarantee
your, into your empty eyes.
You're going to win the staring contest.
Do you, though?
Yes.
No. You may be looking at yourself, but you blink first before your reflection does, even if it's only like a fraction of a fraction of a second.
But it can't prove that I blinked first, therefore I won.
That's all that matters to you, huh?
I'm an optimist, that's why.
That's not optimism, that's... I don't even know. Opportunism?
Actually, maybe I wouldn't even go that I won, but we both won, really. That's more the optimism part. Like, we both won. There's no loser. Because it was a tie, which
it's
means
not
we
a tie,
both
though.
Came in first place.
The speed of light isn't instant.
But the reflection can't prove it.
Whatever.
And I'm not going to challenge it.
I want to, but you're just going to keep arguing that way, and I give up, so...
Good job.
By the way, there is an instructable about making a coconut o-lantern.
Yeah. See, I told you it was a thing.
I mean, I'm sure it is. Like, everything's a thing, probably. It's just I'm surprised there's an instructable about it.
You should put it in the show notes.
Fine.
Did you ever install that keyboard shortcut? Make it fast, make it simple.
No, because I don't use Chrome. Firefox doesn't have that extension.
I thought you learned not to use Firefox. Didn't you have lots of issues?
It got better. Sort
yeah,
of.
Yeah, so did Brave. Sort of. Remember?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm back and forth on liking Firefox or not. But I'll put it in the show notes.
Unless I beat you to it.
Oh, you're going to beat me to it. It's that one right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, just do it. Saves me time because I would have had to copy the title, make that the title of the card, and then open up the card, copy the URL, put it in the description.
Keyboard shortcuts makes our lives easier.
They do, but only if the extension works or
well,
exists.
Make an extension then, or find the better extension.
Oh.
Make an if statement.
Oh, you mean an if this then that?
Yeah.
Which, you know, they have a pro model now, unless you, like, if you're okay with two applets, cool. But if you need more than two applets, you got to pay.
Well, and
which is
up to now, it was pay anything you want.
As long as it was at least $2.
Ah.
A month. But now it's like $10 a month, I think, for if this then that.
To make your own. And the thing is, this is your own. This isn't the community ones that you can go and grab. You can have a million of those.
Oh, then maybe I'm okay. No, I think it said I had three personal applets.
Yes.
I don't even know that I use them, though, to be honest.
Yeah, that's why I had to go in. And
maybe my YouTube and Fitbit ones will still work then. Because I had stuff to sync stuff to spreadsheets. So I could have the data if I ever wanted it for some reason. The Fitbit one makes sense. The liked YouTube videos doesn't, though. But, you know, whatever. Oh, wait. Go back. Peace.
I was trying to go to their, like, information about it, not just their sign-up subscription program.
Oh, they still let you set your price? Oh, is that not done till... When is that done? I thought that was done. Or did they decide to extend it?
It is. To $1.99 or more.
But I thought they stopped that at, like...
It'll renew every... So, your subscription for IF Pro for $9.99 US will automatically renew... So it'll automatically
that's because you have $9.99 selected.
Oh.
If you were to change it to $3.99 or put in $1.99 or something, and then click away, there
it
you
does
go.
Change. You're right.
Does it say?
I thought this had already passed.
Oh wait, it says that they'll honor indefinitely. That's different than what I had heard. I thought it was just for a year, but it does say it'll honor indefinitely as long as you're subscribed. Which is better than what I thought they were going to do. I still don't like it, but mostly because, I don't know. I don't like their justification for it. They did this because we weren't really getting a lot of money from this, so we weren't wanting to support it really, but if you give us money, we'll support it. That was basically their whole thing.
Well, would you rather them do that or start selling your information?
They were probably already selling it anyways. Oh. They're probably still selling it, even if you pay for this.
And like I said, this is only the ones you create. If they're the community yeah. ones that are out there, those are free to the millions.
Which, oh, another thing, they will quote-unquote guarantee that they process faster if you're a pro person. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, because a lot of people, like, they had issues with it taking a long time to trigger. I don't mean, like, seconds or anything. Some people, it didn't trigger for till hours.
Wow.
So, yeah. Whenever they were trying to say, oh, you can do your home automation with this. No, you can't. Not if it's that slow. Like, I could understand up to a minute. That's still a long time, but depending on what it is, it wouldn't matter. But most people were using it. I think I had mine when I first started out with home automation to turn on my lights or something.
Mm-hmm.
If I did something or other, but at first it worked pretty fast. Like, I couldn't really tell, but then eventually it just got slower and slower. And then I did something else, I think. I think I ended up integrating my Google Assistant with Hue directly, Philips Hue, something like that, because that finally became an option or something. I don't know.
So I wonder if this will also take over other charges, because if you have a, I forgot the brand name is for the garage door openers.
Chamberlain.
Yes. If you hook that up to IFT, Chamberlain charges you $5 a month, I think, or $5 a year.
Oh, yeah, that model is also weird, because they were saying that before, the whole point of the IFT program was to, like, they would bring in the third parties and make them pay so that the consumers just got it for free. But now they're double dipping.
Yeah. Okay, so they are still...
I don't know. I'm pretty sure they would. I don't know why they wouldn't. Just because that would be, one, unfair to the people who paid in before. Not that that matters that much, but still.
All right. There's your answer.
What?
Last day to set your price pro upgrade now. So as of the recording,
okay,
Wednesday,
so it is
the 7th of October. So by the time anybody else hears this, it's $10 a month.
For now. Actually, so on the IFT Reddit, when I first heard about this,
yeah.
like it was hours after it was announced.
Mm.
The top comment on that Reddit thread was, or the most upvoted comment, was something about, I'll be honest, and this is probably not what we want to hear, but this was the worst rollout I've ever seen, is what they said.
Yeah.
And they had a lot of good, compelling reasons, and I'm actually surprised an IFT moderator didn't take it off, because some, maybe IFT isn't like that, but I know some subreddits are, like,
yeah.
if there's anything that's said that it's goes against what they want, then they'll, which...
It also depends
good on them, I guess, but...
Who created it, because sometimes the creators are not of the subreddit are not the creators of the website or app.
You're right. I think that's probably how it started, but I think it was...
IFT may have rolled in and went, can we has? And they went, sure.
Or they may have just asked the original owner.
That's what I meant. Like, IFT may have went, like, walked up and was like, can we has this? Or... Thank you for maintaining this. We would like to keep you on, but we would like you to do what we say.
Maybe. Who knows? Yeah. I don't.
True.
But, yeah, this just rubbed people the wrong way a lot. So I'm not sure. Like, I'm kind of wondering if this will go the way of Wink. Was it Wink?
Wink was one of them.
Where they charged like $5 a month?
Oh, and then they went out of business.
Oh, are they out of business now?
I thought they went up. Did they? Or no, didn't they shut their stuff down?
I don't know. A lot of people were saying it was one last cash grab, which totally made sense to me and would totally be something they would get sued over. Just because it's kind of anti-consumer.
I guess Wink still exists.
But Yeah, they decided, and I think they give people not even that much notice. I think like a week. I'm like, you were allowed access to the server. Like, you paid for our stuff, and you were allowed access to the service for free. Now it's $5 a month. You have a week. Otherwise, all your stuff will quit working.
And didn't they also like just deactivate like a bunch of old stuff too? Or is that somebody else?
Well, that's happened a lot with stuff like by everything being internet connected. Like, there's been speakers that have been like that, where once the service goes down, they're just dead. They won't work anymore. They're literally a brick.
Mm.
So it wouldn't surprise me if Wink did that. Or if they bought something, said they would support it, and then shortly after just canned it.
And that was actually the other stuff about that Zigbee Alliance, was the idea of actually stating how long things will be supported for.
Well,
because we don't know, like, your smart refrigerator that you paid $20,000 for, not saying you, just like the idea, like, you go out and buy a smart refrigerator, they could stop supporting that sucker tomorrow because there's nothing in the user agreement that says they need to keep supporting it.
Yeah, and that's why I didn't get a smart fridge.
Yeah.
One of the reasons.
Actually, that's one of the reasons why I've stopped buying smart light switches.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I'm installing something. I am actually.
Same with plugs, like smart light, smart outlets.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's, like, I like smart plugs a lot because you can, like, worst case, well, one, most of them are either Zigbee or Z-Wave.
Well, you can find Wi-Fi, too.
I know there's Wi-Fi ones, too, but I don't know that I count the Wi-Fi ones because I feel like they'd be more likely to just all of a sudden stop working. Mm-hmm. Whereas as long as, like, with the Zigbee and Z-Wave ones, as long as you have something that will communicate on that protocol, you're good.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they decide to push out an update to Bricket, which has been known to happen. Not with smart home stuff, but I know that's happened with some kind of devices. Which is, you know, shady. It's extremely shady, but...
Especially if they just, like, shut it down one day and, like, oh, that's the update. That's the press release. Your stuff stops working.
Yeah. I'm sure that's happened before.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so. I like smart outlets, though, because a lot of them you can actually hook up to...
Outlets or plugs?
Plugs. Thank you. To me, they're the same thing, but they're not really, I know. Because you can hook up, like, heaters and stuff to them. I know I was talking about not doing it. But
if they're good enough, remember, I think a couple weeks ago.
I think
ago
most of them
are
good enough as long as you don't have something that's going to drag more than 15 amps. Because they're all supposed to be rated for 15 amps because that's what houses use. Like, the standard plug, at least for US, has to support at least 15.
Well, okay, but so can your UPS. And you really should not plug heaters into your UPSs.
Oh, why not? It's fine. No, it's not fine. Don't do it.
I'm like,
totally kidding.
Don't do
well,
it.
Well, okay, you could plug it into the surge protector part. I still wouldn't, but you could.
I've seen breakers pop, and I've seen them start on fire.
By plugging into the surge protector part?
And any of it, yeah.
Huh. Well, maybe that makes sense, because I think it still does clean up the power even through the surge protector part, so it's still working harder.
Obviously, there are higher... and more expensive UPSs that you could plug a full-on generator into. But...
Well, the generator would be plugged... Like, the UPS would be plugged into the generator.
Well, except for you're pulling the power off of... Okay, fine. A fridge. You could plug a fridge into a UPS. Something that you should not ever plug into a UPS. Heaters, no. But these things...
Something that takes high current... Whenever it first kicks on.
Yeah, high amperage, high current.
Fans are technically that way, too. Yeah. Especially if you start them on low.
True.
Because they take longer to turn. But yeah, you're actually not supposed to start fans on low.
Oh.
New modern fans, it's fine. Because I think most of them...
Why high is the first one, usually?
Well, that's why. But even if you start... Like, I had mine hooked up to a smart outlet, so it was just always on low. Most of your motors are... Like, it really only applies to really old fans, like, from 100 years ago. Because they usually have enough oomph to get going. The only reason why it's bad to start them out that low is because they can stall.
Oh.
Meaning, the motor's working, but it's not doing anything. So it'll burn up.
Huh.
Or start a fire, even. smart lights are plugs. Smart plugs are cool. Because, yeah. You just hook up a little any little thing, as long as you don't need to dim it.
Yes.
Which, in that case, you're either needing to get a smart...
light?
Light, or a smart switch.
Yes.
What are you on that camp? Smart light or smart switch?
Because I don't know how long support is. I preferred the switch because then I don't have to always leave it on. And people can walk into my house that aren't used to smart things, and they can push the button. Mm-hmm. I don't care. It doesn't matter. They touch the button. It works. It works for them. It works for me. We don't have issues. But due to, I don't know how long these devices are going to last, a $30, $40, $50 light switch versus a $5 to $10 light bulb.
Unless you're buying Philips Hue.
Yeah, I'm not buying Philips Hue.
Well, for some things, I think it makes sense. But you're right.
Yeah.
If you just want a light that dims.
But I'm willing to hedge my money on the light bulb that I know is not going to last forever. Like, I'm investing in this little cheaper, thing, which is still a good price for it, especially compared to like an LED. Like $5 or $10 for a light bulb is kind of expensive comparing to some of the LEDs that are out there. And sometimes it's comparable, I guess, yeah, to an LED. But these switches, like on here, you're taking, but just putting a smart stuff in the switch, you are adding a zero and multiplying it by three.
Like for price?
Yeah, for price change.
Yeah, and you also have the downside of if it breaks, all your lights are dead.
Yes.
Which does happen. Like, I think, was it you who was having issues with that? Or was it Joey?
I think it was Joey, because I haven't had that issue.
Because I think he had he had some actually fry.
He went out and he bought, while he was remodeling, he bought all of them. And I was still, like, trickling in. Like, I have one hooked up and one that was eventually going to get hooked up, which is now maybe not ever going to get hooked up. So there's always that one, too. I'd probably hook it up just so I could justify the cost I spent.
Sunk cost fallacy, man.
True. Sunk costs should be in the past.
They are in the past. That's why you don't want them to be sunk costs.
That's why you don't count it.
Yeah. No, I'm going the more they're out of smart lights these days. Also, because, like, with the outlet, I've also thought about just, like, not outlet, switch, taking the switch out,
mm-hmm,
wiring the wires together.
Yeah.
Putting up some kind of, because you can get plates with the remotes that are magneted in, yeah, but you could just leave them. I've been thinking about doing that. Because it's $20 usually for the remote.
Yeah.
And, like, with the Hue lights, they're usually tied directly to it. Like, you can either have it sync directly to a light. Like, it talks directly to it. You don't even need a hub.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can have it sync with the station.
The base station.
Yeah, the base station, like the Hue bridge. And okay, then have it just...
Or the hub, yeah.
Well, with the Philips Hue, I think it has to be with the Hue.
Yeah.
I think...
But it's still a hub.
Yeah,
it's special.
You can pair it with smart things, but there's no device handler for it, so it won't do anything.
Ah.
But, yeah. So, smart stuff is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I've been thinking of.
But it's fun and easy once it's working.
Yeah, I actually turned my, because I'm using, I think, that WebCore stuff again on smart things. I turned my light syncing back on in my office.
Mm-hmm.
So if I turn on my... Because I do have a smart switch in there. But... And it's actually one of the more expensive ones because my house doesn't have a neutral for the lights. So I had to use those Casetta wireless ones or whatever from Lutron.
Lutron.
Lutron. Which are super expensive and the hub for them isn't cheap either.
Yeah.
But they work well. And I have that synced up to turn on my lamp and also turn on my spooky tree.
Ah.
And that's it, actually.
It does make the this time of year entertaining and all that, because you just, the lights just turn themselves on. Mm-hmm. You did all the work. You did all the things.
Yeah.
I ended up buying another outdoor plug.
Is that what's hooked up outside right now?
It's hooked up to one of the places outside, but yes.
Well, I'm surprised you don't have it hooked up to just everything. Well, I guess that would mean you'd have extension cords going everywhere, more so than you do now. So maybe that's why.
That's not bad. It does a decent support.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an outdoor version, right?
Yeah.
Because that does matter.
The one we linked a couple episodes ago.
Oh, that's right. The expensive one?
Yes. But I don't think it's that expensive. It's cheaper than a light switch.
Oh, you're not wrong. I just mean it's more money than a... Well, how much was it?
It's like $35.
Okay, because most of the time you can get smart outlets for... Smart plugs, for about 15 to 20. Yeah. I think you can get them as low as 10, but they get a little dodgy after that. So... Your news feed is very political.
What?
So is mine, too.
Isn't that just the thing?
Well.
Oh.
Are you going to talk about Prime Day?
Yes, I totally forgot about this thing.
Because I haven't paid attention to it at all.
I have not either. So, just in time for our listeners, too, since this is going to be happening Tuesday.
Early Prime Day deals.
Yes.
Get Prime TVs. Day is happening. You can get Madame's, lots of them actually. Oh, they actually have the auto for sale now too. You can get your Kindle.
Yeah.
Or your Ring.
Or your intrusive doorbell.
Oh, of course. I mean, they're all intrusive.
Ring is much worse.
I know. Just because of who can access it.
Without much issue.
Yeah.
But that's a different story. And then I have my computers. I have a small list of, look at what you've been, we recommend you to look at.
Oh, that's okay. I'll show you what mine looks like.
I guess if it works out. Like, so Prime Day, though. Prime Day is happening.
Prime Day.
This is usually a middle of summer, usually as big as Black Friday sales, because of events that have happened this year. They canceled it, and then... They decided to make it happen. October 13th, a month before Black Friday.
Oh, okay. Well, which Black Friday probably doesn't really exist much this year anyways, but that's
a whole
nother
thing. Because they've already beaten Black Friday sales for the past however many years.
Well, I mean, it's not only that, but like a lot of the brick and mortar stores.
Yeah.
They've said they're not going to be open on Black Friday anyways.
Mm.
I think Target's one of them. And I think Best Buy was... I don't remember.
Interesting.
But... Yeah, most of mine. Like, look at my recents. I clicked on something.
Uh-oh.
What is this? 4-channel passive audio mixer, huh?
Oh, there we go. I finally got to the right spot.
I'm actually surprised there's not more books on here. Because I also did buy... I just clicked on it again. No, I didn't. Okay. It has exercise equipment in here. Why? I haven't looked at that in a while.
Oh, I also, along with that...
Mine's exercise equipment and bookshelves, mostly. Anyways, go ahead.
Well, it's going to sidetrack us, unfortunately. Okay, Prime Day is going to happen October 13th, everybody.
Cool.
It's a thing.
That was loud.
It happened. So, TikTok.
Yeah.
So you know how you've talked that you don't want your Google Music or various other things to be all mixed together because the algorithm is slow and painful.
I've thought about it. I don't even know that it'll do that. And I'm also just like dragging my feet on it because every single day now, whenever I tell my assistant to play music when I'm in the bathroom, it's like, by the way, and it would be okay if it was only like 5 to 10 seconds, but it's like 30 to 45. Mm. And it just says, worse Uslan is notification to your smartphone. Doesn't do it.
Hmm.
Just does it.
Yeah.
I'm angry. Anyways.
So, but you say that, like, if you throw on a random song, or even, this really just happens with a lot of the things out there. Like, especially when you throw in like that one random song on your Spotify list or on your YouTube playlist.
Or not even just throw it in, you just listen to it.
Yeah, listen to it. Sometimes even just kind of looked at it. Yeah. Got 10 seconds out of the entire 3-minute play.
Yep.
And it suddenly like screws up your entire year of algorithm.
Oh, the whole year?
Well, the way you were talking about it, it felt like it. Like you were saying, like you were surprised exercise equipment was still on your Amazon list. That is an algorithm. The AI said, hey, look, you looked at exercise equipment 6 to 9 months ago.
It wasn't that. To be fair, it was like last month.
Okay. But okay, that's not. For Amazon, I guess that's not terrible. But
though it does have way more. It's mostly exercise equipment with a little bit of like nerdy type stuff, like a dice rolling bin is on here, for example. And then there's some UV protectant sunglasses, which is weird because I've never looked at sunglasses on here.
That is interesting.
Actually, I did, but it was like a year ago. And it was mostly for protective wear for yard work.
Ah, totally good.
But yeah, so algorithms are weird.
So we're back on TikTok.
Okay, did you mess up your algorithm?
No, that's actually the best thing about TikTok I found out. I found out how fast TikTok's algorithm works. It will show you a couple things. This is like, you can suddenly be like, I don't care about this thing that I was watching yesterday. It'll show you a couple of videos. You just like, you swipe past them. So then you swipe past them and then they'll stop showing it to you. Your algorithm will literally change on the fly. And the biggest reason why it also works is TikTok shows you one video at a time, not a page of videos, not a list of things.
So it knows specifically what you're scrolling over.
It knows specifically, did you watch this thing? Did you watch it in its entirety? If you paused on the page, you're only looking at one thing. It's not like Facebook where you're looking at an entire feed of stuff. And it doesn't, it's like, you like something on this page. Let's pick the one thing that you absolutely hated. Did we do a good job? Why are you shutting down your Facebook account now?
Oh, speaking of that. So before Facebook,
yes,
you can only, you could delete it, but it would only deactivate. Now you can flat out delete it. It's not, I'm pretty sure it's not really deleted. You just can't recover it anymore.
They actually, depending on your state and your country, they have to delete it.
Because my brother did that to his, and he really only wanted to deactivate it because he does that all the time.
Yeah.
But he actually deleted it.
Ah.
But we're in this state, I wouldn't think that would be required.
It's not, but they also can be, it's sometimes better to go with the hardest rules.
Which would be California's. For this country, at least.
For this country. For the world, it's...
Would be Europe's.
I don't know if... And actually, New York has some pretty hard protection laws, too. There's a couple of states that actually are, like, putting down protection laws for their citizens.
Weird. Imagine that. Trying to protect their citizens.
I know. From companies just taking and selling your stuff.
It's my information, and I want to keep it now.
Yeah. So... With that, so TikTok, with a constant update, you can actually suddenly be like, I don't care about this thing. And because you swipe past it, maybe it was a 10-second video and you barely gave it a full second. You're like, no, I don't really care about this. You didn't even like it. You didn't do anything else. It was like, now it's kind of like Reddit with the balloon type of thing. You know, when you upvote and you kind of give helium to a balloon and then it has a natural lead
decay.
Weight
yeah.
pull on, decay. So TikTok does that and they'll even go like, hey, here's this video we think you might like, and if you like swipe past it, it goes, nope, that's even, let's just dump that. Right now, you obviously aren't in this mood right now.
Incinerate it.
Yeah, and it could be like, you're just not in that mood right now. And then obviously it's based off of who you follow, things like that.
Is it good enough to also be time-based?
Meaning,
so with Google Play Music... Or YouTube Music even now. You know how it has for your evening or for your morning. And depending on your music, like when you listen to music,
yeah,
your taste might be different. Mine don't tend to be that way, but I know a lot of people that are like that.
I don't know.
Or is it location-based? Actually, with TikTok, it might not be location-based.
There's probably some location-basedness off of that.
Do you think so?
At least initially on some of the things. not maybe not completely, because obviously actually we have found friends on TikTok based on or people in the local areas.
Okay, that's one thing. What I was more meaning like tastes. Because like with music, you could be at, well, it doesn't matter too much now, but you could be at work and have a certain taste, and then you're at home and have a completely different taste, or it notices you're at the gym, so it gives you more gym-related stuff.
When I traveled a lot, when I actually traveled and would look at TikTok in different locations, I did not notice the differences.
Okay.
It seemed to be more
And for something that's video production type stuff, doesn't matter as much.
Yeah.
Heck, even for like just audio, I'm not talking just purely music, but like podcasts or something,
mm-hmm.
location based wouldn't matter as much either. Though what you're connected to might matter to them.
Well, I could see location based or time based on what you might feel like listening to certain types of podcasts or certain. Like on the drive home, you care about the evening news type of mentality or the morning news.
Okay, which Spotify might do because they have that daily drive thing. So I've never used it because I don't care, but I know it exists.
I'm not a fan of Spotify's podcast player, actually.
I don't use it,
why.
So I don't know.
Well, we're on it. We're on it. It's there. But I don't think I'm a fan of it because it streams. That is how that you get your podcasts.
Oh, it doesn't save them?
Doesn't save them. So which is good for advertising. You get the most recent advertisements. You get the most recent information.
So even if you subscribe?
Yes.
Oh, that's dumb.
So there's a lot of like good, interesting things that Spotify can do with that. But again, I have T-Mobile. I do not have service everywhere.
Yeah.
I understand this.
Or you might have service, but not enough to stream.
Yeah. I've been on board with download my stuff. I have, that's why my phone has, I think, 256 gigs on it. Storage. It's kind of a beefy phone. I have lots of podcasts. Actually, I need to, like, I've been occasionally going through, like, okay, I have been putting, like, hard limits on a couple of them. Like, no, you cannot. You are a modern topical event podcast. You can not allowed to have more than 10 or 5 or something like that.
Does your podcast player also unsubscribe you from stuff if you don't listen to it for a while?
No.
Okay. Apple Music does that.
I know.
Which I like, but I like it, but occasionally it has bit me. But it's only been like literally a handful of times. Whereas most of the time it's good because it doesn't continue taking up space, because the one that one was like a 3-hour podcast every single week. So having it keep 10 of them at a time is a bit costly.
I could see, yes.
So.
I have come back to podcasts and burned through them like they're an audiobook at a later time. Been like, I'm just going to listen to this podcast. There's a few things I kind of wish my podcast player was able to do a little bit better. And I've been thinking about maybe hopping over to another one. But I'm not 100% on board on changing.
I don't know. Like, I like the Apple one, but I also hate some things about it. Like, it's really hard to get for some reason, it's really hard for me to navigate to the latest playlist all the time. Because I'll click on it, and it's like out of order. Because I've already listened to the latest one. But sometimes I just want to know, have they released one since the last one?
Yeah.
And it's hard to get to that, for me at least.
Well, that's, I've heard a lot of people like other podcast players for Apple better. And I use Pocket Casts. I like Pocket Casts. It works well for me. I've been using it for a very long time. But I don't have it. It might be Castro is what I was hearing that everybody loved with Apple, on Apple.
I don't listen to podcasts enough to really matter, but.
No.
Because most of the time, it's either I'm driving, which not a lot of that anymore, but
yeah.
The other time is when I'm doing yard work, which is also getting less and less because it's getting colder.
Oh, no, that just picks up. It just changes.
Okay, it picks up in a little bit. Not right now.
Okay, now that I have a snow blower, it's picked up, or it's going to drop off heavily.
That's assuming it snows. It doesn't always snow that much.
I will dance my heart out.
No, you won't.
Yes, I will. I've already got it to happen a couple times this year. It's going to happen this weekend.
No. Will it?
Yes.
Will it?
If he lives near Teton.
Mm-mm. It's going to be high 70s this weekend.
Did you look at Sunday?
It's going to be low 50s.
Yeah, exactly. Here comes the snow. Da ba da da do da ba da. Doo-be-doo-boo-doo.
And now, right now, you don't have to mow that much. It's depending on where you live. If you live in Florida.
Or depending on how much you water.
Yeah, mine intelligently made it to where it only waters twice a week. And I actually canceled the last one because I didn't feel like my lawn needed it. Because the back is kind of dead anyways, but the front's good.
We've been growing mushrooms.
I had mushrooms grow on the front lawn, yeah. Not some. Actually, I've had a really big one grow, like, wideness, not tallness. Yeah. I've had a really big one grow in the backyard once.
This was growing on our where the old tree stump was.
That makes sense, actually.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So, this time of year, not bad. When those leaves start falling, though, that's another story. But usually, they didn't do this last year, but the neighbor kids in my area like to rake up the leaves in the front lawns, if they can access it at least.
Yeah.
They didn't do it last year, but they did it every other year. It was nice. Because my front tree drops a lot of leaves. Yeah. A lot. But we got anything else to talk about?
Yes.
Okay.
We... I guess we were talking about movies.
Oh, yeah.
So, Regal Movie Chain is going to be closing all 536 U.S. theaters to our listeners yesterday.
They're also closing UK too, aren't they?
I think they're closing every last one of them.
Yeah. Which is an interesting play.
Well, they were losing money, and the story that I had read was
The other ones?
Waiting for some of them were big enough, or they shut down.
I don't know.
Time.
I would say Regal's pretty big.
Yes, Regal I think was number two. So Regal may have been big, but not good big.
Not AMC big.
Yeah, AMC big kind of has lots of money. Not like it's kind of like Walmart big type of mentality, or. You know,
they can ride out the storm is what you're saying.
Yeah, we have banks of money. And then you have small, which can kind of go the other way of going like, we don't have a lot of costs, so we kind of just chill here. Like, I didn't hear anything about the Royal Theaters and I forget who else there is. But Regal.
There's also Tinseltown, though I think that's Cinemark.
That might be Cinemark. And then there's.
I'll look it up.
Actually, I think isn't Cinemark owned by AMC too? I don't know. And then there's...
Can't spell tinsel.
What's the one where it's all sorts of special inside? I want to say, like... I keep on thinking, like, Texas or El Paso or...
Like, what do you mean by special?
Like, they show super special events at these theaters.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why Texas is, like, in my head.
I wouldn't doubt it. Texas has a lot of stuff like that.
No, that's, like, the name of the theater chain or something like that. And I think it's...
Oh... Cinemark is Tinseltown.
Ah.
And I don't know who owns Cinemark. That might just be flat out Cinemark.
That's it. Alamo Draft House. That's why I was thinking Texas.
Yeah, that makes sense. And they serve like alcohol and stuff too, don't they?
Yeah, they're like super cool and awesome. Apparently Apple has cinemas too.
What?
Apple has 3 cinemas.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
I know they have like venues and stuff for like doing concerts and stuff when that happened.
Oh, actually that's the other thing.
I guess Cinemark is owned by Cinemark.
Do you know who owns AMC?
Like the person?
The company.
No. I didn't know that was a thing. Wanda Cinemas?
Let me double check this one. I know it's a Chinese company that actually owns AMC.
That's not surprising, actually.
I'm pretty sure this might be... Oh, whoops. I'm clicking all the things. I didn't mean that. I meant... Oh, apparently it's not them. It might. I know it's a Chinese company, but I just don't know, remember which one it is. Maybe it isn't Wanda. I don't see any other Chinese companies on the list, though. Oh, well. And... But this could be dangerous for AMC, though. I can see. Because they're the largest chain in the U.S.
What?
Meaning, if number two is closing, they could be running into issues of they might close. And if number two closes, the other problem with that is they are... I really was sure it was a Chinese company that owned AMC. Apparently, they're headquartered in Leawood, Kansas. All right. And I'll just put this in the show notes. And then they... But they could be too big then. So which means they may be broken apart. They may be monopoly.
So is Regal like shuttering like permanently?
Yes.
Or, oh, I thought it was just temporary.
No, they're down. Like this, they were expecting, the article I read, they were expecting the James Bond movie to come out and come in to save them so they could make some money.
Well, so okay.
They are like.
I thought they were just shuttering to get rid of the costs from running at the theater at the time.
They apparently are like, closing down everything.
Okay, I didn't know that part.
And among things of not telling people the stuff, that basically this is one of those employees end up finding out by family and news agencies asking them. And
like Ruby Tuesday?
Yeah.
Also, they've just barely filed for bankruptcy, apparently.
Yeah.
Which I thought they did that a couple of years ago. But I guess not. Yeah, it's an interesting time. But yeah, they could be in trouble unless they... I don't know. Can you be too big and still... Like, as long as you're not doing anti-consumer stuff, will you get split up?
Because you have no competition. And how do you prove you're not doing anti-consumer stuff when you know you're the only one setting the price?
I guess that's fair. I was just wondering because, like...
Yeah, they are. They were acquired by... Wanda Group. They are owned by the Chinese company, the world's largest movie theater company.
So you're thinking AMC might get mobbed?
Yes. Hmm. Interesting. It's possible. But on the other side, they also need to be worried because if number two is failing, that means they might not be too big to fail.
Yeah, there's that. But they're also doing a thing where, because I don't know if Regal is doing this, but AMC is doing stuff where they have older movies coming out to watch cheaper.
Yeah.
So that's helping. Especially because like this stuff they're showing probably costs them nothing to show nearly.
Or they're making all the money off of it.
Oh, yeah. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Which in that case, the theater's getting like the owner of the theater's getting nothing probably from that, or they're getting pennies. And then they're really making all their money off concessions, literally on this one.
True.
That kind of sucks for them. Because people aren't buying concessions right now, really.
I don't know. I enjoyed buying concessions when I went, when I decided to go.
Yeah, that was cool. Show up. Got your ticket. You showed them your phone. Got your ticket. Go up to the empty line at the concessions.
Yep.
Get your popcorn, like pre-bagged popcorn.
Yeah. Oh, you showed up after we did. Yeah, there was a line at the concessions. I had to show up to their no line at the pre-ordered concessions.
If there was a line, there was like one person.
Yeah, I showed up a little before you. It wasn't a whole lot of people in line. There was like, I don't know, it felt like there was like 20 cars in the parking lot for a parking lot that could easily take like, what, a couple hundred,
and then people usually park in the mall parking lot too.
Which could take easily like an extra 1,000.
Yeah, but it's usually not that much. Actually,
For the big, big premieres.
Which there are none. Because no movie's showing.
These are the big premieres. That's the problem.
That's fair. Yeah, that was my, like, the only time I've been in a theater that had less people. I don't even remember what one it was, but I think it was me and my family. And that was, like, 5 people in a theater that could have seated, like, 200 people, I think, or more. It was nice. Though I think the sound was messed up, too, so it wasn't that nice.
I don't remember which movie it was. It was one of the cartoons about the Day of the Dead.
Oh.
I forget. And it was...
Nightmare Before Xmas. I'm kidding. Kidding. Really kidding.
But it was...
I'm not being serious.
It was 4 of us until 2 other people decided to show up. No, I think it was 4 of us. No, did 2 other people... No, I think 2 other people did show up. A dad and a kid. Besides that, it was just 4 of us. And it was everybody from the podcast at the time. It was like Alex, Jamie.
Oh, that was here?
Yeah.
Oh. I've never had that happen.
Yeah. Actually, we kind of took a photo of it, and the owner was like, don't post that, please. I was like, okay.
Okay, yeah. Now, they're out. It's also a thing now that I think a lot of theaters, I don't know where I read this. It was a thing I read a while ago, but... They're letting you rent out an entire theater room for pretty cheap.
Yeah,
like
there's one in
a couple. It's still like 130 and 150, but that's pretty cheap depending on who you invite.
Yeah, and also it depends on whether like the one Blackfoot, you can either watch your own movie, or
interesting,
you can watch theirs, but you have to negotiate. The price may go up a little bit. And if you end up choosing a price,
we should do that.
A time period that they normally show a movie, the price goes up as well because they can expect to sell. So you kind of are negotiating at that point, going like, oh, if you guys think you're going to sell these many tickets, I obviously need to pay more than that to make it justified.
So,
especially where I think everyone gets popcorn and soda too.
Yeah, that kind of thing usually includes something like that. If you were to rent out a theater, what movie would you pick? Because I'm trying to think of what movie I want to see that I didn't get a chance to see in theaters.
Oh, you want to see something you haven't seen in theaters. I was thinking
not necessarily. You don't have to do that. I'm just trying to think of something that
I
haven't.
I only saw The Matrix 5 times in theaters. I could always make it a 6.
Like the original?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I always like, I know AMC for a little bit, and they may still be doing it. They were showing the original Jurassic Park.
Yeah,
I think that'd be cool to see in theaters.
That hit number 1 again because of that type of stuff.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense. Because it's a... they had practical effects mixed in. Like, they had very little CG. They only used CG if they couldn't not use it without it looking terrible, at least. It's interesting. So, what movie?
I was thinking something stupid like Hackers.
No, be serious.
I don't know.
You have lots of options to pick just in your room alone. Lots.
Which Batman movie should I choose?
I don't know. I actually was thinking you'd pick a Star Wars movie.
Episode 1?
No.
I know. I just love that. Love the wait, what? Huh? Everyone's like, well, no, that's not a real movie.
I had to do a double take and be like, did you mean 1 or did you mean 4?
When I say episode 1, I mean episode 1.
I know that now. It's just, yeah, of course you would know that, but...
And I would not, I call it episode 4, or A New Hope.
I don't remember the taglines for him, so that wouldn't do me no good. A New Hope I do remember, but that's the only one. And that's only because I've learned that recently, within the last couple of days.
Oh, I thought it was going to be the last couple of seconds, but okay.
No, not that recently. And then, which one's The Empire Strikes Back?
That's episode 5.
Okay. That's what I thought, but I don't remember what 6 is.
Return of the Jedi.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, what movie?
I really don't know.
Okay.
I really would have to sit down and think about it. Because it has to be justified to be watched in theaters. Like, it has to have good special effects, be a good action movie, Like, I'm not going to watch a comedy. I'm not going to watch probably a cartoon.
Pick Spaceballs.
Spaceballs would be entertaining.
Or, I don't know, what else?
Ooh,
is
how about
stupid?
The Snyder release? We could always watch the Snyder release.
I don't know what that is.
Justice League. The latest release that supposedly is going to come out.
Oh.
At least rumored it coming out. And, you know, supposedly everyone's like, it's coming out. And honestly, I think it even may have come out.
Just not around here. Or it did, and you just didn't know.
Or the Snyder Cut, I guess. Let's see. What's the latest news about the Snyder Cut? The Snyder Cut hints at the future of pandemic production. Snyder Cut spent $70 million to reshoot Justice League. Move forward. Yeah, I don't. There's so many rumors about the existence of Snyder's cut of Justice League. I was thinking, I don't even know what's actually even really real about. I don't even know if it's. Apparently, they're doing reshoots to make a Snyder version of Justice League.
So it's not even a cut.
I don't think it is anymore. It sounds like they're actually reshooting a bunch of stuff.
That'd be if they're only reshooting some of it. That'd be weird.
That's normal with movies.
Is it?
Yes, lots and lots of movies get lots and lots of extra reshoots because you need to set up certain scenes for the special effects.
Okay,
and this is even some of the biggest movies, like when. Usually when movies go into reshoots, they're like, oh, it's a terrible. So many of the big blockbuster winners have been reshot coming up to the end.
Okay. What I meant by that is when I thought reshoot, like, when was this movie put out, Justice League?
Years ago.
And are they reshooting it now, or is it just reshots from back then?
I guess 2017. It might be parts.
Actually,
I don't think it's... Okay. I don't think this is actually, like, the full-on movie. I think they're just, like, doing parts. So enough to change the theme of the certain things.
All right, well, the time frame's new enough to where that's not going to matter as much. I was thinking that it would be, like, 10 to 15 or 20 years.
Oh.
Which, at that point...
It's a remake.
Well, it depends on how much they're reshooting.
Yeah.
'Cause
I guess they're changing it, supposedly, so...
Yeah, and I thought it was like that, meaning the filming's going to be a little bit, like, quite a bit different, and, like, the way it looks and stuff. Because you'll go from a certain kind of quality to super good or something. Or the people are older, and so they're either going to be super maked up or CG'd over. Or
mustache CG'd
different
over.
People completely.
They won't have to do over the mustache this time.
Did they have to do over the mustache?
Yeah.
Why?
Superman. He went to go do a spy movie and he had a mustache. And they didn't want him to shave the mustache. And WB or Warner Brothers even said, we will pay to get a fake mustache. And the company was like, no, you have to CG that out. We are not letting them get rid of the mustache.
Well, good on them for not budging.
Yeah.
But bad on them because it CG'd out.
Well, see, they had to reshoot a couple of scenes.
Because they couldn't CG it out?
Well, they realized they needed a few extra scenes for certain things.
Oh.
And they didn't prep it before he ended up going off to another.
I see. Okay. So this wasn't the original movie, or the original shots. It was afterward.
It was afterward, but it was in the original movie.
Right. But what I mean is it was after the original, like,
the first
shooting.
Round of shooting, yes.
Okay.
After basically contracts were... Where the shooting was over and everyone thought, or the actors were able to move on. It was all post-production at that point. And then they went, actually, we kind of need some extra stuff. And that happens a lot.
Mm-hmm. No, that makes sense. That makes sense.
All right. Well, probably should wrap things up.
Okay.
Do you have any famous last words?
I do not.
So, Anthony.
What?
What is the biggest cause of dry skin? What's the number one cause of dry skin?
Dry air.
No. A towel.
Nice.